In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, it's Natalie Forteza. Hello, Natalie.
Hi, Andy. Great to talk to you.
Where were you raised?
I was raised a little bit of everywhere, but mostly in the Hudson Valley. We moved around a little bit up until I was about the age of, like, probably about 14 or so. But I've lived in parts of Westchester and Putnam County, like Mamaroneck and Yorktown, Mount Kisco, Chappaqua. But I really call my hometown Mayapak because that's where we lived the longest and went to high school, and lots of great things happened there.
Not many people can say they lived in all those Hudson Valley towns.
No, I'm fortunate. I've had great experience growing up in the Hudson Valley.
What is your background? I'm guessing it's, is it Latin American?
There's a pretty broad mix. So my mother is Venezuelan, but she also has French descent. Mm-hmm. And my father was Colombian. But my stepfather, who raised me, he was Puerto Rican, but has Spanish descent, too. So we've got a good melange of cultures going on.
You sound like a very centered person. Is that something you work at, something that just comes naturally to you?
No, I it's definitely something I work at and try and be very conscious of many things, sometimes a little overconscious, but mm-hmm. I have to give a lot of that centeredness to my family. My family is at the root of everything that I am as a person. I know that I've figured out about myself that, you know, I can work hard, but I like to, you know, play hard too. There's no manual to this business, so I try and do the best I can to kind of educate myself. You know, music is one of those things that could be on 24/7, that if you don't schedule some time just for your own peace of mind, then you can get really lost in the mix.
See, I was right when I said you sound like you're a very centered person. I was absolutely correct. You say that you were, quote, late to the party music-wise. How do you mean that?
I feel like I grew up with a lot of doubt in myself because I didn't grow up, you know, from either musical parents. My parents loved music, but they weren't musicians. And I always had these reasons that I convinced myself that it wasn't something I'd be able to do. In the time that I feel like I would have gotten started, you know, in like my early 20s, I had a pretty devastating event that really just kind of recalibrated everything and just redirected my focus, which was losing my stepdad, who raised me. You know, he was my dad. You know, he married my mom when I was about like one or two. I just needed, at that time, with a little sister and an older brother and, you know, a widowed mom, I felt like I really needed to just invest my time in my family, and anything else just felt, didn't feel right.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Natalie Forteza. How would you describe your sound? I'm getting kind of Erykah Badu, Sade. Do you hear that a lot?
Oh.
Too much?
Those touch my heart.
It's got that groove, that airy, uncrowded sound to it.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, that's something I always dreamed about, to be able to create. And I never thought I would create it myself, but listening to those artists.
The song Side by Side, which comes out today. Congratulations on that. I'm excited to be one of the first to play it on the radio. I hope it gets a lot more airplay.
Thank you so much.
Tell me about
it. Amen, yes.
Yeah, amen to that. And how did that song come to be?
A couple things. Having just started playing guitar, I had just learned some chords, and in doing so, just kind of doodling with them, I was messing around with a melody, and there were some words that came to mind, which the lyrics have since changed, but there was something about a rise and a fall of like the things that we go through, that there's always this balance. There's these highs that don't tend to happen until after a really low point. Personally, like I mentioned before, you know, the death of my dad, that was a really low point. But specifically, I was thinking about some people close to me who were just being hit by one thing after the other, and no small feats. You know, some of them had to deal with illness, some of them had to do with death, and dealing with grief and relationships. What can I do? You know, yes, I can embrace them, and I can give them a call and send them a text message, but what can I do for them? Sometimes the words aren't enough. The idea of Side by Side came from, I'm just going to try and tell them that they're not alone, because I know what it feels like when you're going through something and you feel like no one's going to understand you. Nobody feels what you feel. But in fact, there are people who do, and they actually want to help you. So I hoped that just writing these few words, it could just pass on a sense of comfort to someone who needed it, to be like, you know what, you know, I'm thought of, and you know what, it's going to be okay.
Very generous of you. Natalie Forteza, what is your website, by the way?
NatalieForteza.com.
FORTEZA.com. You have shows coming up in the Hudson Valley, anywhere nearby?
We're doing a very special release show at the studio that we recorded, which is Masterdisc Studios. It was relocated to Peekskill. It's going to be limited attendance, but people can certainly sign up to come, you know, and check out the show. That is October 17th.
Gotcha. Where can we get tickets?
They can go straight to my website or my Facebook page, my Instagram page.
Natalie Forteza has lived all over the Hudson Valley. Good to have her here in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. And here is her song, Side by Side. Natalie, mucho gusto. Cuídate y buena suerte.
Encantada. Muchas gracias. Thank you so much.